open my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, everyone. It seems like everybody's on the fast track. Does anybody feel like they're on a carpet ride or a magic carpet ride? Because this is going to be a wild week. Absolutely wild. We have the sun moving into Leo. We have Mars retrograde. We have Mars conjuncting Saturn and Pluto. We have
a square to Uranus, and we have a full moon lunar eclipse at 4 degrees Aquarius on the 27th. That's enough to make you want to sing and dance, at least. My guest tonight is the wonderful, handsome, debonair, and very, very good psychic, Frank St. James. How are you, Frank?
Very good. Very good.
So tonight we are having call-ins for you to tell us what your pressure is during this time, because everybody's under a pressure cooker. Frank and I are too. We have our own stuff going on that we have to solve, right, Frank?
That's right. I have, right now I'm just kind of a little bit overwhelmed with some of the cases, but they seem to be working their own way through, and
unexpected delays. Sorry about
that. Yeah, some of them are, and it's you know, on my part, it's just I'm picking up the information from the spirit. It depends on what case it is. If it's a missing person, of course, we're hoping they're still alive. And most of the time, if we do get that information, I'll know whether they're still, you know, in physical form. And hopefully that's, you know, that's been some of the cases now. So we keep hoping and trying to give that information into the local authorities.
And Frank and I have joined together, and we've decided that we really want to help you. If you think you're stuck on opioids, or if you're feeling that you don't want to be on the planet anymore, you call us and we'll talk to you. Right, Frank?
Yes, we will.
We're really dedicated to that. Well, we do have some calls tonight. Our first call is from Minnesota. We have Joanne, birthday, November 20th, 1944. How are you, Joanne?
Well, I'm fine, thank you.
Do you have a question for Frank tonight?
Yes. I have a lot of energy. I'm very hopeful and peaceful, but about life and tension in general. But we have a family situation with a child who doesn't seem to be able to move off square one, and I think it would be wise for us to just allow her to have her space, and she went through a recent divorce but can't seem to get a job. Mm-hmm. She was a stay-at-home mom, and she's living in a house that we own, so we want her to move on so we can get rid of the house and simplify our life.
But all of those things are fine, Joanne, but you have to remember something. This girl is still in trauma, and she will be for a while. That's got to come first, because family always comes first.
Like,
so instead of having the anxiety inside of you, I want to get rid of this problem and sell the house and be free, try something different. Okay. Tuning into her. Try tuning into her pain and her confusion and loving her through that and helping her feel safe. In that way, she won't be angry and frustrated with herself, and she'll begin to turn her life around. But let's hear what Frank has to say about your daughter. What is her name, Joanne?
Her name is, yes, Deborah.
And what's her birthday? Just
11/4/1969.
All right. Well, here's the thing. You're doing a lot of, this is personal for you right now, before I get into your daughter. You know, you're going through a year of change, trying to get rid of, mentally, just trying to get rid of negative things that have been going on that have been problems, and try to sort new information on how to handle them. You're going to be going into your sixth year, which is partly a real estate, and that would be on your mind. So as you go along, I'm going to say this, that you're going to be able to accomplish what what you want as far as a move or getting rid of property. As far as your daughter goes, she could be very susceptible to some information that's going to help her right now. Whether you is there somebody that you that can help you to help her?
We keep trying to figure that out, and we don't know where to go for that.
Okay. I mean, well, you first place you go to is the emergency room of the hospital. That's the first place, or you can go to your church. Those two places will have that kind of information. Second of all, what is your daughter trained in? I know she brought up her children. What would she like to do?
She was trained as a computer programmer and didn't really work much at that for the past 20 years, and now has received retraining in IT, but it's like she's doesn't do anything. She doesn't clean her house. She applies
she's in
for
trauma.
A job and expects me.
Yeah, she's in trauma, so she's going to have to learn. She's going to have to begin to take responsibility. That is a very difficult thing to do, especially if you've had a husband and you've been bringing up the kids. It's going to take some time.
Is she under any medication? Excuse me. Is she under any medication or should be?
Well, she said in her adult years, like within the last 10 years, she had herself diagnosed as ADHD, and I assume is still taking Adderall for that. That's what they put her on at the time she was diagnosed. And I don't see that it made a difference. It's supposed to make a difference.
Well, that's your opinion. Stop the judging. Stop it right now. Stop the judging.
Yeah.
You don't know what it did or what it didn't do. And for you to say that
and
shows
your
attitude, which has to lift and change.
Well,
are you assuming that what she's doing? That's the problem.
Yeah, she's assuming, I know. I think you both need to really see somebody that can sit down and show you a different way of responding to each other. And I think that's going to lift a huge veil that will help her get settled. And her birthday was when?
11.
Oh, she's a Scorpio, so she's really been through a very difficult time for the past 3 years. But I do see that beginning to change after October. So maybe between now and October you can get her some help. And she can see somebody which will help her strengthen her inner confidence. That's what she needs. And she will be fine. It's just going to take more time.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Good luck, Joanne. And our next call is from Connecticut, from Debbie. Her birthday is August 16th, 1959. So, Debbie, you're a Leo, and we're about to come into Leo. How are you doing this evening?
Yes. Good, very well. How about you guys?
Great. What's your question for Frank?
My question is a little similar to your previous caller. It's about my son, who's also a Leo. He has a Scorpio rising and a Sagittarius sun. He's going to be 23 August 5th. And he's a very sensitive young man. He graduated in May, and he's looking for work. But he internalizes a lot, and I think there's a lot going on with him that he doesn't communicate to me. So the question is, what do you see? Do you see him getting a job? Do you see him getting, his life together?
What did he graduate? College? He graduated from college with
college.
What degree?
Journalism degree.
There you go. I'm going to be right. Go ahead, Frank. I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Is he kind of a manic depressant?
Yes, he is.
Has he ever been tested for bipolar?
Actually, he's never been tested for that. He does see a psychologist, but he's never been tested for bipolar.
Yeah, because I feel these I feel these periods where he just goes into a deep funk, and then he comes out, and then he goes back in. I think he's got a problem. I'm not a doctor or anything, but I mean, being
no, you're
doing
right.
sort of thousands
actually,
of readings, you know.
But Debbie.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Debbie, I didn't even want to. Yep.
Honey, I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to answer a question. Do you really want your son to get into balance, back into balance? Do you really want him to?
Yes.
Okay, then what you need to do is the first rule, and this is for everybody listening, establish a daily meditation practice. Your son is extremely sensitive. He's also a little bit psychic. Right now, he's been picking up on all the world events that are going on, and it's making him crazy. He may not even realize that that's the energy. Your son is an actor. He would be wonderful on the stage, and he would be wonderful as a writer. That's his gift in this lifetime. So somehow, in some way, I'd like to see him follow up on that.
I almost think he'd make a good detective.
Oh, he would.
You know, that's...
That's interesting, too.
Because first of all, he knows great detail, a great, great detail about everything, and he can write it. Number two, doesn't he love music? There's something about music here that is his gift. He's got to be on the stage. He's got to be on Broadway. And the only way he's going to be able... Yeah, the only way he's going to be able to do it, if he gets out, starts his journalism, even if he works for a newspaper, gets himself working behind either a radio or a TV station, and he'll start meeting the people that he needs to meet. And he should join the summer acting school or class. That's what his gift is. That's why he's so sensitive. But if he has the meditation practice, it's as good as gold. It's better than any opioid or medication that you can take. A daily devoted meditation practice, even if it's 15 or 20 minutes. I think that's key, don't you, Frank?
Well, it is key. I still feel that there's a bipolar aspect here.
It'll get strained.
Yeah.
But awareness helps the healing begin. Awareness helps the healing begin. That's true. Thank you for calling, Debbie.
Thank you very much. That's been very helpful. Thank you. Bye.
Now we have Lolly. I think that's how you say your name. She's from Connecticut, too. She's January 3rd, 1933. Is that correct, Lolly?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
Well, I'm Capricorn.
Yes.
I'm Capricorn with a Gemini rising, and just bad connection. And I want to know how do you hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Oh, all right, then it's me. That's my phone. I want to know how the eclipse is going to affect my life.
Well, the only way that we can really tell you that, Lolly, is for us to get your complete astrological chart, which we will have to do offline. But let's ask Frank if he has any kind of intuition. Do you have any kind of intuition about what might be happening with her around the eclipse, Frank?
Yeah, you know what, Polly, you're also in the year of change. So there's a lot of things going on, and you're trying to sift through a lot of information. Try to simplify things. Now, you know, we keep emphasizing meditation. And it seems to be the key here for most of us to get through things, especially when if you feel overwhelmed. You know, it'll help you to clear your mind and then focus on something that you want to achieve right now.
I'm sensing, Lolly, that you want to change something or move or add on. Is there something going on within the home?
Well, I'm very unhappy here.
Okay. So you do want to move.
I moved 4 years ago, and I'm very unhappy where I'm living.
Okay, so change it. You know how to change it? You sit down, and you tell Spirit that you need a new location that's going to bring you center, balanced, and joy. You need a new location that's going to bring you centeredness, balance, and joy. I walk into my future now. I walk into my new life of centeredness, balance, and joy. And that will start to flow from your body. And when you meditate every day and you start to visualize you're moving out and you're going to wherever spirit wants to place you, then it takes maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but this is the week to start. Then you'll start seeing the action happen. And of course, you have to give it 4 months because that's it, every quarter is how the universe works. But give it time, and I'm sure that you'll start meeting people that will want to help you relocate.
And also, Lolly, you're going through a year of change, which is a fifth year. You're going to be going into your sixth year. The influence actually comes in 6 months before your birthday. Right. So the influence of the sixth year is romance, real estate. It's creative energy. It'll calm you down. It's good for negotiation. It's going to help you get that information that you really need to make your changes. And, you know, environment has a big influence over you, you know, and there is areas sometimes you get really enthusiastic about a house or whatever, and then you move in and it just seems like the energy is never there. So, you know, I feel very strongly that within 6 months you could be making a change.
I do too.
Oh.
So there's the both of us.
So
start your meditations and start your positive affirmation and create it for yourself. Okay?
I see. Okay.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Okay, Frank. My goodness, this is some energy. It's wonderful energy, but it's really, it's a freeing up energy. And it's an energy of where, you talk about six. Six is also the number of karma. But with what's happening with the nodes and the moon and the way they're placed, a lot of your past life stuff that you haven't settled yet is going to come back to hit you in the face. And you're going to be hearing from people that you haven't heard from in years. And you're going to be having conversations, for good or for ill, for yourself to settle some issues that weren't quite settled yet. And that's always good. We have a caller from Florida, and Yvette, I believe. She's on June 9th, 1972. Are you there, Yvette?
I certainly am. How are you, Joyce? And I'm Frank St.
James. It's Elizabeth, and thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Frank?
Sorry, Elizabeth. Of course, I do. I feel like I'm suddenly... For the past few months, I feel like I'm stuck.
Everybody
and
does.
For some reason, I just feel like stuck. I feel like trying to motivate myself, to push myself, to make my goals, and also to help my son, who does actually have ADHD, and I want to help him to see how, in what way I can actually better him. For him to do something to inspire him for some future, you know, career. He's only 15 now. He'll be 16 in November. But I feel like, you know, I want to help him to be his best.
Well, is he doing anything for society? Is he doing anything to help the world? Is he working with the church, for example? Or is he working with any organization where, like the Salvation Army or whatever you feel like he could do? What is he doing to help the world and get out of his own thoughts? That's how to help your son.
Okay. Okay. And also, I those are great ideas, and I thought about that too.
And you know, the Humane Society is a great place to start. You know what we have here that they use the kids for? I'm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and they have an organization that works with wild animals. And if you have a wild animal or if you found a nest with birds, you bring it over there, and they take care of them and set them free after they've nursed them to the age of where they can take care of themselves. It's amazing what you can do with animals. I just feel your son would be great doing that.
Okay.
You know what's going to help you a lot? You know, I'm in my 70s, too. Did you say you just reached 70?
No.
No. She was born in 72. No. Be careful, Frank.
Oh, she was born in 72.
Oh, spank, spank.
I thought you were in our 70s club.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're just the young kid yourself, so.
not quite.
You know what? You got, you're in the seventh year of a 9-year cycle. You, personally, are getting a little more access into information now. It's, it's almost like you're just heading towards where you should be. Now, the information is, and you're going into your eighth year, which is a career year or a good year to make money and stuff like that. So you are going to get some ideas on how to help him and guide him through, because this is going to really help you this year. I'm telling you. You know,
and a seven year is a spiritual year event, and your son needs to do things to help the world. And if you help him and get involved, both of you get involved, say with the Humane Society or with helping the elderly or establishing protection crossings for school kids and everything, you can really open up to a whole new world. You know, I know a great couple in Florida that are doing this. Where are you living?
I'm in Orlando area.
You're in Orlando. Okay, she's down in Boca. But I know that they do have wonderful things that you can do together. So start that and start your meditation practice, and you'll be just fine.
Perfect. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Let's talk with Valerie. She's from Pennsylvania, and her birthday, Frank, is February 26, 1953. Are you there, Valerie?
Yes, I am. Good evening. How are you?
Very good. What question do you have for Frank tonight?
I have a question that my daughter and I have been estranged, and it's almost going on 3 years, and I wonder if he sees a reconciliation at some point, or when, if he sees anything, gets any feeling about it, or why this has even happened.
You don't know why? Is she married or what?
Yes,
is her?
Yes, she's married. And and as she got closer to her fiancé, she just withdrew farther and farther away from me. And then finally her father's family.
Too. Okay. Let me ask you something. Is what did you feel about this person? Because he feels like he's controlling. Sometimes this happens, and they don't particularly like their spouse communicating even with the family.
It's called divide and conquer, so I can own you.
Yeah.
It's a syndrome.
Yes.
Does he have that syndrome?
I didn't know it before that she married him, and I didn't see her being controlled by him. But it just seemed to worsen after they got married, and her father and I, neither of us wished that she would have married him.
Yeah.
Although we've kept up polite repartee with him.
You know, that's also karma. She's marrying something she has to heal when you get in the situation. Does she have a son? Why do I feel she has a son?
Yes, she does. He'll
okay,
be
so let me tell you something about the son and the husband. That's what's changed. You go back. How old is the son? Is he 3?
He'll be 2 on August 1st.
Okay, bingo. She gets pregnant, he's going to control her. And this is a syndrome, and usually it comes from alcohol or some kind of a chemical imbalance with him. And what you're going to have to do with her is wait it out until she comes to you for help. Do you send her birthday cards and Christmas cards?
She will not let me have her address or her phone number. She's blocked me from being able to call.
Okay.
Completely.
There will be a time when that will change. And your meditation needs to be lift the shade of the darkness. I ask that you lift the shade of the darkness. I think it's a sin that you can't see your grandchildren. You know you can go to court for that.
I know, but I don't want to could be contentious. I don't want to make things worse.
Well, going to court isn't being contentious. It's asking for your rights. But you have to do what you feel. I do think it will turn around. I don't think it's going to be much longer because, Frank, remember, we're going into this Mars-Saturn thing, and the truth is going to come out. There's something that he's doing behind her back that she's going to find out about. And it's going to be within the next 2 weeks. Do you feel that, Frank? I think what happened to Frank. Well, anyway, that is what I feel. And, of course, you can always contact Frank offline for a reading if you'd like.
Okay.
And he'll be able to talk to you. So that's good. Okay. Frank's number is 862-684-1904. Frank St. James is at 862-684-1904. And I'd like to see you follow up with him, Valerie. I think he'll be helpful to you.
Okay. Great. Thank you
Thanks
so much
for calling us.
Have a good evening.
Annie, are you there? Annie from Pennsylvania? Okay. I don't know what happened, but here we are. It seems like we've lost our caller and Frank. Okay, let's go on to Judy. And it looks like Judy's from Florida, and her birthday is October 19th, 1949. Are you there, Judy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you have a question for Frank?
I have been in a terrible funk for about 2 months, and I would like to know when I'm going to come out of it.
You've been in a funk?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me tell you, honey, we all have. This has been a very strange time, starting with the spring equinox and going right through until the end of August. We're having all of this energy shifting and changing. We have a lot going on in the world, which we do pick up on in our subconscious. We have a lot going on in politics and in world leaders. It's led to confusion, and many people feel disoriented. They feel like, well, I'm out of my routine. I'm not back in my routine, and I'm confused. And the thing to do, of course, is to meditate. The thing to do every day is to say, please keep me centered, healthy, and balanced. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am now.
Okay. So we're talking with Judy from Florida, and she's feeling disoriented since March. And so I was trying to guide her as to what the energies are going. But what are you feeling about her personally?
Yeah, I feel that you're feeling a lot of what a lot of people are going through, because with the we don't know if the news is right anymore and this and that, and it's kind of confusing. So they, like I say, you have to somehow center yourself, and we've been talking about the meditation. You know, I know it sounds redundant, but it really works to clear your mind and build your confidence. It really does. And apparently, you know, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. You can do it on your own.
Yes.
And build that, build some kind of that strength in you that you've been looking for. You know, are you retired or what? I didn't hear the beginning of this, so. You are?
Yes, I am. And I just don't have any, I don't get motivated to do anything.
Well, you need to be with people more, and you really do need to start your connection back with Spirit and ask Spirit to fill you with the energy so that you can be productive for the day. And it will start to come. Watch your diet. Don't eat the sugar and everything. And I think that you'll feel a lot better once we get past this eclipse.
You know what? The other thing is, I'm up there. I'm past the senior citizen, and it does. It's a difficult, because we've never been this age before. And it's easy to just slip in and sit down in a chair and watch something on TV.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But that gets weary on you, and I could feel that too. So you really got to push yourself to do something a little different, to join groups or, you know, and just try to get yourself out there. You're going to feel so much better to do that.
You will, Judy. Good luck. We've got to go,
thank you for calling.
Let's find out. Becky is here from California. I think she's calling about her dog, Frank. October 18th, 1960. Are you there, Becky? Becky?
Hello.
Do you have a question for Frank?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I've been in a situation where my car hasn't worked for a couple of years, and yesterday I ended up turning it into a place where they part it out. And I'm just wondering if he sees a car coming into my future anytime soon.
I see it at the end of August for you.
Okay, great.
I think, and Mercury is retrograde now, so this is not the best time to do anything with cars. Why don't you wait until August 20th to begin, Becky, and then it should flow and happen almost overnight for both of you. Give yourself
some time. And you'll get the information you need, because one of the aspects of Mercury going retrograde is you don't get the information that you need.
That's right. So you have to wait until that all passes, and then it'll happen 1, 2, 3. You'll let go of that car, and you'll get a new car.
Save a few quarters.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't even realize it was Mercury in retrograde, and I was wondering why communication's been breaking down, basic communication.
I know. So good luck, and thanks for calling. Let's find out. Frank, and then we have to go to break. We have Helen from Virginia. She's June 8th, 1943. Hello, Helen. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
We're good. Welcome to Let's Find Out. Do you have a question for Frank St. James?
I do. My last 4 years have been going extremely downhill. Just when I think I'm digging myself out, something else happens that's even worse than what I've dealt with before, and now it's even affecting my finances, and I'm really worried, very anxious about what's going to happen next.
You said your finances are going down. Do you live alone or what?
I do.
Okay.
I live alone.
What type of work were you doing?
I am not doing any work because I've been in two extremely bad accidents in the 3-4 years ago, and then 2 years ago, and I'm still struggling to come out of that physically and emotionally.
Yeah, of course. Well, I do think, Helen, that you should think about maybe having somebody come in and help you a little bit, because we all need other people's energy. So maybe, do you have a relative or somebody that could be a little helpful to you?
I have 4 daughters, and I have only had one who has helped me as much as she could. Each of my daughters have their own issues, so it's hard to ask anyone.
You ask your daughters. You ask them. It's their karma.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think you need to get it.
You're the mother.
And besides the fact that I think, Helene, that what you're a little bit shy of asking them because you don't want to be put on. But it's your time. You gave them everything. It's your time. Do not let yourself be held back. Ask them and let them say yes or no. And also, if you are in a church, you could let them know that you could use some help or some company, or maybe even join a woman's group or something in the church that will help you be with people. You need to be with people. I'm hearing that very loud and clear. So you're going to be fine. Your health is getting better. I want you to hear that your health is getting much better, and you're going to start seeing a turn for the better right after Labor Day. Frank, tune in and see what you feel on that with her health.
No, I was feeling better with it, especially towards the end of September, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my other thing is, you know, no matter what problems that children give you, they are children. You have
That's
them.
Right.
You have you brought them up, period. And I don't care if you've, you know, you they have to do the best they can because they only have one mother.
And remember this, excuses are the tools of the incompetent. So get them busy helping you. It's going to help them. It's going to help them with their children and with the world. So thank you, Helen, for calling Let's Find Out, and I wish you luck. If you need to call Frank and talk to him offline, his number is 862-684-1904. We're running late, but we will hear from Sharon from Florida, and then we'll go to break. Sharon, she's at 11:25. I love that date, 11:25. It's a very wonderful date. It's a nice Sagittarian date. Do you have a question for Frank?
I do. I'm trying to complete my mortgage process on having a new home built, and the paperwork is just dragging me down, and I have like this heaviness not to, like, it's all last minute, like who did it and ran to gather all the information, and I wonder if I'm making the right choice to have this home built.
No, I feel you are. It's what we discussed before, if you heard. Mercury is in retrograde. And usually you feel it 10 days or so before.
Yeah, it's
it
going,
actually
in,
goes
it's going in on Thursday. It goes in until the 20th of August on Thursday. So, and tonight's the Sagittarian moon, Sharon. And don't forget, we've had two other eclipses and big changes in June. What happened in June, Frank? Something that caused, Mars went retrograde. So that would slow it down, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes, of course. That's the, Mars is the energy. And whatever sign that is will show you what's not happening. But with your situation is you're really are going to solve this by the end of August, September, beginning of September. Things will change for you. It's you're going from a ninth year into a first year. You're moving. The ninth year is trying to clear away things that haven't been, you know, like you said, dragging for you. They're not everything, you know, it's going slower. But I feel very confident that by even the middle of September, this should be taken care of.
Okay. Thank you for sharing all your loving heart. Thank you.
And Sharon, don't be in fear, honey, because this is normal. Everybody's going through it. Don't be in fear. Just enjoy the house being built and just flow with it. And, you know, we're coming into the fall equinox. By that time, you might even be moving in. Think it'll be ready by then?
Supposed to be January.
Oh, well, then expect it in March. That's rule of thumb. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling us. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we've been having a wonderful evening tonight on the 22nd of July, 2018. Listen to me, I'm 100 years back. And now we're going to go into break. And I think that Frank and I are going to take a break and listen to our messages and a wonderful song. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of July 23rd through July 29th, 2018. This week brings a fiery start with the sun entering Leo for a month and the moon entering Sagittarius through lunchtime Monday. Danger lurks at every turn throughout the end of July, especially with governments and politics. Mercury goes retrograde on Wednesday or Thursday and remains there through August 18th or 19th, after which it will still be in its storm through August 24th. Projects begun during the entire period
may not work out as you had planned. It is best to allow this time for reviewing, editing, cleaning out, and cleaning up. On Tuesday, have an adventure or do something playful and creative to start the week. Tuesday afternoon is a bit spacey with Venus opposing Neptune. While this is not a bad combination, it does tend towards fantasy thinking and getting lost in your daydreams while assuming that you are on the same page with others when you're not. Verify in writing any agreements that are made now. There could be disappointments in both love and money at this time. Mercury turns retrograde in Leo Wednesday evening through August 18th. As the Sun squares Uranus, your schedule will need to adapt to sudden, fast, and unexpected changes. However, this is still a good time to take a short retreat for rest, relaxation, and maybe even a little fun. Mercury retrogrades early in the morning on the 26th on the East Coast and late in the evening on the 25th on the West Coast. For the second time this year, don't begin anything new and be prepared to have to redo paperwork or projects. With Mercury in Leo, take a step back with how you manage and discipline your children, as well as your own pride and ego. Expect a hurry-up-and-wait feeling on Thursday, so don't try to force yourself to go faster than you need to or really can. Take things a step at a time while taking deep breaths in between. Also, watch your driving as well as other people on the road. On Friday the 26th, there is a lunar eclipse in Aquarius. This is a full moon lunar eclipse. It pulls you apart to make certain that your heart is engaged in what you wish to create in your life. Some people will get together with old friends, while others will start to look at options for meeting new friends and participating in new groups. And this will become more active in the fall. Mercury retrogrades from July 26th through August 19th and continues the theme that has been going on for a while. Ask yourself to look at where your heart is engaged, what are you doing, and where you need to have more fun. This eclipse is a bit more complicated because the emotional moon is aligned with aggressive Mars, which is now moving retrograde, and mental Mercury has just begun its retrograde cycle. Create some open time to look at where your heart is engaged, where your life is, and where just what you're going through with these emotions. I know I've been saying that quite a bit, but since we have this Uranus and Neptune thing going on, you really want to take some time to be sure that you're on the right path, that you're hearing things correctly, and that you're going into a direction that will strengthen your life, your emotions, and your heart. Also, the Sun opposes Mars on the day of the lunar eclipse, Friday the 27th. This opposition creates competition and aggression. This energy is very strong because it accompanies the full lunar eclipse. Part of the path of this eclipse passes over the Middle East, so look for a disturbance in the Ukraine, Yemen, Turkey, as well as India, Iran. Iran and Yemen will have riots in the streets. Because of this aggressive nature of the energy, it's best to postpone any medical procedures, weddings, or long-distance trips until this energy passes. Along with this, the Pluto trine adds to the intensity, with probably some dark moments, especially around love and money. The upside of this is that the summer is a perfect time for making a behind-the-scenes plan to realign your life, so you are doing more of what opens up your heart and nurtures you, and less of those things that are no longer of value to you, or the same old, same old. Perhaps it's time for a job change, a move, retirement, or living in a new country or state to begin life elsewhere. Many people will reconnect with old friends, groups, or organizations. This may be a temporary connection because you are reviewing those who fit in your life and those who don't. There's a big renewal of values, friends, and activities going on with everyone all year. Look ahead to see your path and then decide who or what is compatible with that direction, the ones that will support you, think like you, and help build your strength. This is a friendly weekend ahead that will bring light conversation with moments of greater depth. Next week, welcome to August, as the hot sun reminds us that it's middle of summer, which is half over. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire,
where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the 0 chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
The day we tore the goalpost down, we will have these moments to the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the present disappears, will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to
and somehow never watch the show.
We will have these moments to remember.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce. My goodness, I think I pulled that out of a hat, because we're going into this very special eclipse, and it's a very long eclipse. We are going to be remembering people from way back. Mercury's retrograding at the same time that Mars is retrograde. So the rest of the summer is going to take you back to old friends, take you back to maybe the high school years or the early years of your marriage or whatever nice, wonderful summer memories you had at your camp or on your vacation with your family. And we're just wishing you well. The good news is that Frank is going to be back next week at the end of the eclipse. So he's here with us at the beginning of the eclipse to tell us what's what. And now he's going to join me next week for the ending of the eclipse as we go on into August and September. Frank, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
And thank you. And all those memories are coming back. We've been together for a long time. So
well, you know, I have a surprise for you. Again, there is somebody from, she's from Indiana. Her name is Michelle. She wants to know, can you take a deep breath and just answer one quick question for her?
Sure.
Are you there, Michelle?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
What's your question?
My question is about my work search. In the last, I've been looking for over a year now and have been really struggling to find anything full-time. Does it look like it will open up soon, hopefully?
Yeah, are you, do you constantly change what you're sending out?
I'm working on changing it now because, to update it.
Yeah, I feel much better with that. I really do, Michelle, and I think you'll get an answer by the end of the first week of September, finally.
Oh, wow.
No. After Mercury comes out of retrograde.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you might get a couple during the Mercury retrograde, people calling you back. That happens too, that you've already called.
Okay.
You might get called from places you gave up on.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Michelle, we're out of time. Thank you so much
for
calling and for listening to Let's Find Out. Frank, real quick, give out your phone number.
It's 862-684-1904.
There you go. That was a very good year. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening tonight. It was a very special night, and we're going to have another one next week with Frank. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Please get ready for the meditation. We're going to start with Bette Midler and From a Distance to remind you where we are. And we'll, of course, finish with our wonderful Richard Shulman. So relax, take some deep breaths, let the energy flow through your body. We'll see you next week, and good night.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no
we
And now it's time to prepare for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Have your spine straight. You can hold your circuits, your thumb and your index finger on each hand with open palms. And you can lay down on the bed if you wish, as long as you're comfortable with your spine straight. Close your eyes. We're going to go into the oneness. The oneness that I call God, whose presence I have recognized, whose pleasure or displeasure I have sought, has been seeing his life through my eyes. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. God hears through my ears. His breath comes through my breathing. His intuition I have felt. Therefore, I know. I know that this body, which I had thought to be my own, is really a temple to God. I did not realize this before. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I am one with the universe. All of my DNA is in alignment with the divine. I walk with the breath of God. I talk with the breath of God. I feel with a sense of God's presence. Therefore, I dwell in love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I did not know that this body was a shrine to God. Not knowing that God experiences life through mankind. One is always seeking God somewhere else, in some person or energy, any kind of a diversion you can think of that is apart and aloof from this world. Oh, but the secret is, all the time, God is within oneself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Your entire life lies behind you. When you stop and review the past, you see the learning and the joys, and you remember the bittersweet victories and sorrows. You know now that all experiences have revealed great lessons to you. And you are held in the moment when you realize that living the past is what it took to bring you here. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Observe it all. Bless it all. Everything you've experienced in life, every person you've ever met, every experience you've ever had. Bless it all and release it. For in letting go of the pain, when releasing your fears, perhaps through salty tears, you are healing the feelings of failure, rejection, and betrayal. Release it all now. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Once free of this, you can reclaim your true power, with truth and love buried deep within your heart. Step through that gateway now. See yourself going into the bright amber light of the gateway. Step through it. And be thankful to fate for bringing you here, in this place, where you are at this moment. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I want to say thank you to Spirit for all of your goodness and all of your care. There are some who will call it energy, and there are some who will call it prayer. But you know what? There is something to this spiritual force. It's reverent, peaceful, and freeing to know that the journey of the soul that you are making is for me as well as for you. This is what creates the oneness. Embrace it, enliven it, and enjoy it. And remember, live only for that which brings you fulfillment. Cast aside anything else. Live only for that which brings you fulfillment, because God is within yourself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to go deeply into silence and enjoy the music.